Hello and welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into Component 1, the study of religions, their beliefs, teachings and practices. Grab a pen, get comfortable and let's get started. Component 1 asks you to study two religions in depth. Your options are Buddhism, Christianity, Catholic Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, Judaism and Sikhism. One really important rule. You cannot choose both Christianity and Catholic Christianity together. They're treated as the same tradition, so pick one or the other. For each religion, you need to know the beliefs, the teachings, and the practices. And crucially, you need to understand how those beliefs influence individuals, communities, and wider society. Examiners are always looking for that link, belief to impact. Never just describe what a religion believes. Always explain why it matters. Now, the exam structure. Each question set follows a five-part structure worth 25 marks. Part A is 1 mark, give 1 answer. Part B is 1 mark, give 1 example. Part C is 4 marks, explain 2 ways. Part D is 6 marks, explain 2 contrasting views. And Part E, the big one, is 12 marks, where SPAG is assessed. That's spelling, punctuation and grammar. Write in proper paragraphs, use specialist vocabulary correctly and check your work. Aim for about 14 minutes on the 12-mark question. Let's start with Christianity. At the heart of Christian belief is the doctrine of the Trinity. God exists as 3 persons, Father, Son and Holy Spirit. The Nicene Creed, written in 325 CE, is a key source of authority. Christians believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who became human, the Incarnation, and that through his death and resurrection, humanity can be forgiven. This is called atonement. Catholics celebrate the Eucharist, believing in transubstantiation, that the bread and wine literally become the body and blood of Christ. Many Protestant Christians see the Eucharist as symbolic. This is a key divergent view within Christianity that examiners love to test. Now, Islam. The absolute foundation of Islamic belief is Tawhid, the oneness of Allah. The 5 pillars are the framework of Muslim practice. Shahada, the declaration of faith. Salah, prayer 5 times daily. Zakah, giving 2.5% of savings to those in need. Sawm, fasting during Ramadan. And Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca. Sunni and Shia Muslims have differences in practice, an important divergent view. The Quran is the primary source of authority, believed to be the direct word of Allah as revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. Now, Judaism. Jewish belief centres on the covenant, the special relationship between God and the Jewish people. The Torah contains 613 commandments, the mitzvot. The Shema is the central declaration. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. Orthodox Jews follow Halakha very strictly, while Reform Jews interpret it more flexibly, a key divergent view. Now, Hinduism. The ultimate reality is Brahman, the universal spirit. The goal of Hindu life is moksha, liberation from the cycle of rebirth, samsara. Karma is the law of cause and effect. Dharma is your duty. Puja, worship at a home shrine or mandir, is central. The Bhagavad Gita, in which Krishna teaches about duty and devotion, is perhaps the most widely loved scripture. Now, Buddhism. The Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, attained enlightenment around 528 BCE. His 4 noble truths are: life involves suffering, dukkha; suffering is caused by craving, tana; suffering can end, nirvana; and the way to end suffering is the Eightfold Path. Theravada focuses on individual liberation. Mahayana emphasizes the bodhisattva ideal, seeking enlightenment for the benefit of all beings. Finally, Sikhism. Founded by Guru Nanak in the late 15th century, Sikhs believe in one God, Waheguru. The eternal, living Guru is now the Guru Granth Sahib. The 3 pillars are Naam Japna, meditating on God's name, Kirat Karni, earning an honest living, and Vand Chakna, sharing with others. The Langar, the community kitchen, provides free food to all. The 5 Ks are articles of faith: Kesh, Kanga, Kara, Kachera, and Kilpan.
Now,
let's talk exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. Tip one, always address divergent views. Examiners specifically want to see that you understand there are different perspectives within a religion, not just between religions. For example, in Christianity, Catholics and Protestants disagree on the nature of the Eucharist. In Islam, Sunni and Shia Muslims have different practices. In Judaism, Orthodox and Reform Jews interpret the law differently. If you only present one view, you are leaving marks on the table. Tip two, always refer to sources of wisdom and authority. This means quoting or referencing scripture and sacred texts. In Christianity, quote the Bible. In Islam, reference the Quran or Hadith. In Judaism, cite the Torah or Talmud. In Hinduism, reference the Vedas or Bhagavad Gita. In Buddhism, reference the Dhammapada or Pali Canon. In Sikhism, cite the Guru Granth Sahib. Candidates who weave in these references consistently achieve higher marks. Tip three, link beliefs to their influence on individuals, communities, and societies. Don't just say Muslims pray five times a day. Say Muslims perform Salah five times daily, which structures their entire day around remembrance of Allah, reinforces community bonds through Friday Jumu'ah prayer at the mosque, and demonstrates Islam's influence on public life in Muslim-majority societies. Tip four, for the 12-mark evaluation question, you must present a balanced argument. That means giving reasons to agree with the statement and reasons to disagree. Then reach a justified conclusion. The examiner is not looking for a right answer. They're looking for the quality of your reasoning. Common mistakes to avoid. Number one, choosing Christianity and Catholic Christianity as your two religions. This is a prohibited combination and will cost you marks. Number two, writing only about one view within a religion. Number three, forgetting to use specialist theological vocabulary. Words like eschatology, soteriology, omnipotence, transcendence, immanence, and sanctification signal to the examiner that you understand the subject at a high level, and they help your SPAG marks too. Number four, spending too long on the early questions and rushing the 12-marker. Remember, the 12-mark question is worth nearly half the marks in the question set. Right, time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a moment to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What is the term for the Islamic belief in the absolute oneness of God? That's Tawhid. T-A-W-H-I-D. Question two. What are the four noble truths in Buddhism? Dukkha, suffering exists. Tanha, suffering is caused by craving. Nirvana, suffering can end. And the Eightfold Path is the way to end it. Question three. What is the Jewish term for the 613 commandments found in the Torah? The mitzvot. Question four. What are the three pillars of Sikhism? Nam Japna, meditating on God's name, Kirat Karni, honest living, and Vand Chakna, sharing with others. Question five. What is the Hindu concept of liberation from the cycle of rebirth? Moksha. Question six. What does transubstantiation mean in Catholic Christianity? The belief that the bread and wine in the Eucharist literally become the body and blood of Christ. Okay, and finally, let's wrap up with a quick summary of the most important things to remember. Component one covers two religions from a choice of six. You must understand beliefs, teachings, and practices, and how they influence individuals, communities, and societies. The exam follows a five-part structure. 1, 1, 4, 6, and 12 marks. Always address divergent views within religions. Always reference sources of wisdom and authority. For 12-mark questions, present a balanced argument and reach a justified conclusion. Use specialist vocabulary throughout. It earns marks in both content and SPAC. You've got this. Religious studies reward students who engage genuinely with these ideas, who ask why people believe what they believe, and how those beliefs shape lives. So keep revising, keep asking questions, and good luck in your exam. I'm rooting for you.